7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
In the right direction. This call may be monitored or recorded.
I have a plan. It's 8:50 p.m.
No. It is not 8:50 or whatever. Why is this thing so hot? Okay. Does this seem better? Anyway, the actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that's the time at which we always begin. The dubious go. Why is this so damn hot? Committee. Yeah, anyway. I'm not real excited about it. What am I doing? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I have just returned. I was outside walking around. It's a very nice day. It's warm. It's probably 20 degrees Celsius. And it's sunny. But it is very, very windy. So I'm drinking tea. It's so windy that we cannot go outside for Dubious Goals Committee. So I decided to go out by myself. I'm sorry, I did not take you along with me. And what did I see while I was outside? Well, I did go to Heron Haven. And I was there for a little while. I was there for about an hour, and I looked around and I saw nothing. There was just a bunch of geese. And I think I saw a duck far away. I did see something good, though. There was a log party going on. I saw 42 turtles, little ones, western painted turtles, all on a log. And there was one little turtle who was sitting on top of a bigger turtle. So I saw a turtle stack. Yes. I looked around for some marmots and other stuff, but I didn't see him. I might have seen a snapper, but he was kind of far off. And anyway, there was a bunch of geese, and that was about it. And then I came home. Although I did go to Heron Haven last night around dusk. Again, it was windy, but I wanted to go see if I could find any dudes. So I went to go look for some dudes. And there wasn't a lot of action until I was walking out and I saw that owl again. I actually heard him first. The irony is that I knew he was probably going to be there, so I was standing in the area where I thought I would see him, and I was looking around, and I was like, I can't find him. I guess I'll just go home. And then I heard him call. He's like, hoo, 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 hoo. And I said, oh, where is he? And I kept looking, and I eventually found him. Then I stood there and watched him for a while. It's not like he was doing anything. He was just sitting there on the branch, and uh-oh. Do you hear that? Meow, hi! You're a baby! Somebody's meowing outside the studio door, and I think it's probably my cat. Diddle-diddle-doo, kitty, kitty business. All right, so we might as well... Let's grab some of this stuff. I got my tea, I got my teacup, and I don't have enough arms to carry these things. So let's go out here. Oh, who's standing here? It's my baby. Hi, Fluffy Pants. Hi, Fluffy Bingins. You know, cat's running upstairs for some reason. All right, in that case, I think I'll go into this room where I have some things. It's kind of set up. I've got to plug some things in, though, and turn some other stuff on. Okay, so plug this in, turn this on, and do we have sound? No. Why does this not work? I need to hear a sound now, please. There it is. Yay, Do we have sound over here? Yeah. Yeah, that's fun. So yeah, we got some synthesizers hooked up and stuff. And what are we doing with all these synthesizers? Well, I don't know what to tell you. Although I was messing with some stuff last night, and I have discovered something most interesting. So I'm sitting here messing with the OP1 last night. And love that patch, but I found some other patches, including this one. Nice ringly dingly bells. And I thought, oh, that's nice. I like bells. I like synth bell sounds so much. And that's just lovely. And I found a whole bunch of other killer patches. A lot of deadly, deadly basses. Some sub basses that are so bass that it's the bassiest bass you've ever bassed. It's bassy. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. What I found in the depths of this piece of teenage engineering was that it has a lot of sequencers. It has its main sort of song sequencer that it likes to call the tape. Yeah, because it works very much like four-track tape. And I haven't messed with it, but I thought, okay, that's interesting. You know, I'm the kid that grew up with, you know, a four-track tape recorder. I understand the concept of four-track tape. You better believe I'm going to get into that. Something fun. But they don't call that, like I said, the main sequencer or the song sequencer or whatever. They just call it the tape. There is another thing that they call the sequencer. And I have it turned on now. Wait, I have it off. How do I turn it on? Oh, yeah, like this. You got to press shift and then the sequencer button. And the thing that they call the sequencer is just the arpeggiator. But that's fine. Whatever they want to call it, I don't care. But they have like six different kinds of arpeggiators. And they're all wacky. They got a standard arpeggio sequencer. Then they have the thing called the endless sequencer, the finger sequencer, the pattern sequencer, the sketch sequencer, which is really weird. And the one that we're here to talk about today, the Tombola sequencer. Now, if you're not familiar with the word Tombola, it's not a word we have in English. It's not really a word we use in English a lot, because we tend to use the word bingo cage instead. A tombola is a round, well, it's not round, it's usually hexagonal or octagonal. It's sort of a wooden box that functions like a bingo cage. It rotates, you know, it's on a stand, it's got a handle on it, it's a small box, like a shoebox size, right? Except it's octagonal or hexagonal. And there's marbles or balls in it that are either numbered or colored. And this is a lottery-style game, or raffle-style game. In Europe, this is a lottery-type game, much like bingo in America. These tombolas are used a lot in Japan, too, for raffle-type things. I don't know what the word is in Japanese, but regardless, this synthesizer has a tombola sequencer. And what that means is, there's, how do I even describe it? Let me start over. When you engage the Tombola sequencer, you get this little hexagon graphic on the screen, and you can control how fast this hexagon spins, and you can control other things like the amount of gravity and the amount of openness. You can actually turn one knob and you can get the sides of the hexagon to open up a little bit. So let's turn this on. Let's get it spinning a little bit. There we go. And I'm going to open it up a little bit so that we can sometimes lose notes. I want to spin it faster than that. Here we go. Right about there. And then as you hit notes on the keyboard, it doesn't play them at first. It doesn't play them when you hit the key. A dot representing the note appears on the screen, and that dot is affected by gravity. It falls down and it hits the edges of the tombola as it spins. And as the note hits the tombola sides, it sounds. Let me demonstrate. I press the key. And now it's bouncing around. Maybe we need a little bit more gain. And so you kind of get this randomness of when this note sounds. Let's add a few more. And as the notes hit the sides and run into each other, they sound. And occasionally they bounce out. We just had one bounce out. There goes another one. Now we only have two notes going. And they're bouncing around into each other and off the walls. And they sound so nice. And I love this sort of random aspect of this. This is amazing. Very much like wind chimes. Let's add some more notes. What am I adding here? Oh, it's like a C major 7 chord. And we can just let these notes bounce around in here. Oh, it sounds so musically. And I love this. I love this little feature. We got all the notes going crazy in there. Let's open up the sides some more so the notes fall out. Oh boy, a whole bunch fell out. Now we got four bouncing around in there. Uh-oh, we just lost one. We just lost another one. Uh-oh, there goes another. And now they're all gone. All of the notes have left the tombola. So I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tubbs, so what? Well, this just is opening more windows for my generative synthesis project. Because we could just have something randomly. We could have the sequencer going in tombola mode, just like it is. Then we could have something randomly introducing notes, and that would be cool. And let's introduce some random notes right now. Let's do pentatonic scale. See, isn't that just awesome? Yes, of course it is. Now we've had three of notes fall out. We only have two left. There goes one. And there goes the other. How awesome is that? So you get this random fun stuff. Oh sure, maybe it's not so great on its own, but what if we incorporate that with another synthesizer? Yeah, okay, so let's start this other one. Okay, so this one, it honks along. Let's turn up the attack and the decay. Get these notes to last a little bit longer and get them to bleed into each other. There we go. Now we get the tombola going, And we need a different chord. We need D. So let's tighten this back up a hair. And let's start dropping notes in. Sorry, I kind of got distracted there. That is some good stuff, is it not? That's fun. That's fun. And we're barely putting any effort into it. This is what I like. But you realize, of course, this means that I just have to build more stuff. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I can build stuff. I'm accustomed to building things. That's not, you know, a problem in and of itself. The problem actually is once you get somebody who's really greasy near your sequencers.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made. And our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before that doesn't matter. Starts
the whole problem is you can't let Kirk Cameron anywhere near your synthesizers and your sequencers because he's just a greasy little kid, regardless of shininess.
That's shiny.
Shut up.
What have you two been up to?
We're just trying to do some synthesizer stuff, but Kirk keeps coming in here smearing his greasy grease all over the place. Kirk Cameron. Oh, Kirk. Anyway, the other thing I was messing around a little bit exploring was the drum capabilities, and then watched me clip everything because these drum samples are so hot. Yeah, that just wants to blow right off the chart. And we gotta admit, there's some pretty good drum samples in here. Kind of into it. I need some good doke docks. There's a good doke. What? Don't know what to tell you. And I'm sure there's a lot more drum kits. Oh, I figured out how to change the synthesizer engines too, and I was looking at some other some other preset patches. Oh my god, some of them are crazy. I don't even want to get into it right now. I don't want this to become, oh, look at all the stock stuff that this thing does, because you can find that anywhere else. You don't want stock wacky crap. You want the cool stuff, right? And I'm trying to do things one-handed, but this thing is not the right size. I think Swedish people must be smaller than us, or I don't know what's going on. What is this? Oh. I just discovered, well, I didn't discover it. I just found something else. Okay, if you engage the sequencer while you're in the drum mode, then you get drum sequencer. Makes perfect sense. So it's like the drum finger sequencer, and there's this little graphic of monkeys with drumsticks at drum kits playing drums. Okay. Okay, I could probably find a use for some of this. I don't know. And what was I even trying to do? I don't even remember. Oh yeah. You know, the one thing that is weird about this, the knobs are opposite. They're counterintuitive. Because when you would think you would turn this way to go up and this way to go down. But no. That's not what we're doing here. And you know, okay, that's fine too. How do I get it back into that one weird mode? Oh, I think, yeah. Okay. Was this it? I think so. Wait, what? Yeah, it was over here somewhere. Somebody was trying to be cute, and they put in some cheesy sequences. Maybe you'll recognize this one. Yeah, that's like the Knight Rider theme. Although I think I accidentally tweaked it from where they had it. Dun, dun, dun. But anyway, there was other fun stuff in here. Dorky stuff. It's fun though. Alright, let's go back to the first one. Arpeggiators are fun. I love this patch, whatever this is. It's like a xylophone. Yeah. And now all I gotta do is figure out how to get drums going at the same time as some of this stuff. But this is where the tape thing comes in. And I haven't even bothered. This thing is so dense. It's so dense with informations. It's crazy. Oh wait, if I go back into synthesizer mode while I'm still got the sequencer on, then it does that and I don't want it to. Okay. Where are we with the other one? We're in wow zone. Can't remember what key I'm in. It's hard to play going up against two clocks. You know, we could change that. If we just did this and this, and we, wait, what is that going to do? Let's slow it, or let's change the notes down. No, that doesn't help either. What if we did it like this? Okay. Right, so basically, I'm a fugue-writing machine. I can write fugues, I can make other random crappy ambient music too, but we're not going to do any of that because I just ran out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. It's a fun thing to do, but I got to eat, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.